Welcome to another episode of We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen on EA Truth Radio. Today's March 28th, 2022. Our show will be about current events, the events from the past week, many, many items that didn't make the news that should have, and also many items that did make the news that shouldn't have, merely used as distraction to keep the gullible public focused on something else. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program, and as always, we'll start out with a prayer. To our Father God Almighty, we humbly submit ourselves and this show to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, all families, and this great nation of America. May your God touch and be with every listener right now, where they are as they tune into this show. God bless each and every one of them. Thank you, and we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we've got news coming in high gear once again. Let's get started. The Economist. Remember the magazine, The Economist? Monthly published publication that comes out every month. Typically, they're in favor of war. There was a good meme that showed seven different covers of magazines over the years that really pushing for the various wars in the past decades. But now they're against this war, against the Ukraine. They're standing with the people of the Ukraine. Just like everything else, the narrative has switched. Russia's the bad guy, Ukraine is the good guy. Everything now has the colors of the Ukraine. Everyone is allegedly standing with the Ukraine. And The Economist, front page of the magazine, has a cover saying, "Is this war really necessary?" So very interesting. Once again, if you look for the mainstream media and the Operation Mockingbird, what's going on, they will all typically walk in lockstep for what the narrative is and what they're told to push, rather than merely reporting on the news, which is their job. Report the news. That's their only job. But if they're paid to do something else, you'll see it. And a lot of times the verbiage and the phrases and the words are exactly the same among the various outlets. Speaking of wording, March 21st last week, President Biden's giving a speech and mentions the phrase New World Order twice. We're doing this for the New World Order. We're doing this because of the New World Order. Now, there was no mistake in him saying it. It wasn't a mistake. He didn't slip up and say, I meant this. He said it. And this is allegedly a conspiracy theory for the past decades. And we're all crazy folks for believing in it. Now, you can just take a look at one of your dollar bills in your wallet, flip it around, look at the back, and you will see the phrase in Latin, New World Order, under the all-seeing eye in the pyramid. All very Masonic symbolism, Illuminati symbolism. So that's what the New World Order is. And it's not a country. It's not the USA. It's not Russia. It's not the Ukraine. A new world order is running the globe from globalists that don't have loyalty to any country. That's the key here. That's what people don't see. They said, folks said they backed up Biden's speech by saying, yes, America's number one. We should have a new world order. We should be getting these good countries together to form a new world order. That's not, if that's what you're thinking, it's not correct. New world order is those running the puppet masters from above, controlling the countries. That's the world order. And no, it is not a good thing. Those are the folks set on population reduction and things like that. Wars, famine, and disease is the things that they like. Remember, to them, too many people on the planet. Now, also, March 21st, Stormy Daniels case was shut down. Trump wins again this time. And this, he wins. That case is now done. What this related to, Stormy Daniels made these allegations against Trump. They went to court. He won. They were false. There's no truth to them at all. And so she then went, once she got in with Michael Avenatti is when things got sour for her, because she had originally written a note and released it to the public by saying, there's no connection to me and Donald Trump. There never was. There was no sex. There was no relationship. We didn't have any connection at all. Well, Michael Avenatti came in and says, you know what? We can really get some money, some mileage by saying that there was. Well, there was nothing, and it got proven false. Well, he incurred all this debt. He went back then and sued her by saying, you're going to repay me all this. And then now that is now on. She does have to reimburse him all of these legal fees for this nonsense. Of course, that doesn't make the newspaper because the orange man is bad. We don't want to have him being seen as correct or right at all, because God forbid people might believe that. Well, we've said this from the beginning, the Stormy Daniels case is nothing but propaganda. Now, the Rika Georgi Twitter account was suspended. And that is the account saying, the account that used the phrase, the Lila Thomas Penn swimmer won the national freestyle. That's the transgender woman or male, whatever you call him or her, won it. And then the person this was the person who finished 17th place, I think, made a comment by saying the top 16 in the world, in the nation, rather, go to the national. She missed out by one spot. She was the 17th person. If this person, Lia Thomas, wasn't in it, she'd be the 16th, and she'd be going on to nationals to compete. Probably wouldn't do very good or win, but at least be able to go. This time she couldn't go, complain that she was the odd man out, in this case, the odd woman out. And saying that it was very, a comment going after the biological male, female definition of Lia Thomas. Well, that account got suspended for making those comments, suspended from Twitter. Well, the comments were true. If Lia Thomas was on the men's team, she would have made that last spot. So gender is very important in this case. Bob Saget. Remember the murder of Bob Saget several months ago? Images came out now of the crime scene for Bob Saget. He was in a Orlando hotel room in Orlando, room number 962. There they showed a padded headboard. Very comfortable bed with padding on the headboard. Remember, the very first comments from the homicide detectives and the family were saying that he must have slipped and fell and hit his head on the shower, maybe, or the tub, or they think probably the headboard or the footboard. Well, that's not the case now, as we got photographs that show what the head and the footboard look like, and they're padded. Neither one of these would have caused a fracture to the skull of Mr. Bob Saget. And if they were there and seen the room, they wouldn't be making these comments. But the comments were indeed made, that he possibly hit and injured himself on the headboard of his bed or the footboard. Neither one is the case, as the images show this. Now, the images does show also, they said the room was locked from the inside. Now, locked from the inside does mean, yes, either he did it himself, it was an accident, or what have you. But I think his room had an adjoining room next to it, a suite that had a connecting room, thus making it easy to lock it on the way out if he indeed was murdered. We can only speculate, but he did die of fractures to the front and back of his skull. There was multiple fractures on his skull. I don't think he slipped and hit something on his head. Anyway, that came out. Someone made a good meme this week, a good meme on the social media that was passing, making its rounds. It was a very good statement that simply said, are folks half awake? or half asleep, or really asleep. I think that's the case here in what we're dealing with. There are some people that are half awake. Some are just half asleep. Some are completely asleep. But we're dealing with gullible public that's so out of touch on a lot of these things. And they couldn't tell you what's real and what's not. They hear that Bob Saget died in a hotel room. They believe it. They hear that Taylor Hawkins died in a hotel room. They believe it. They believe Stormy Daniels had an affair with Donald Trump. They believe it because the news tells them that. Even when you have evidence to the contrary, they simply won't believe it. So the meme that going around was very good. It says, are folks half awake, half asleep, or really asleep? There's a very few, a small sliver percentage of those that are awake. And don't confuse that with the term woke. They've introduced that on the Dems and the left side too for companies and people to be woke. As far as being awake, no. That came in way late. The term woke is kind of cancel culture. Think those kinds of things. Climate change. People that are awake to what's going on. They can see through this nonsense. So I thought that was very good. Now, Bill Barr made a comment March 21st. And whether you think that he's good or bad, here's what he said. He did say, quote, Biden lied to the American people about his son's emails. So, we have a comment here in the room about Bob Saget. Yes, he is for sure, certainly dead, but it was a murder. We've talked about this several times before. He had fractures found on his skull, on the front side of his skull, and on the back side of his skull, too. One could possibly be blamed if he slipped and fell and hit his head, the bathtub, a shower, the footboard, or something. Anything. Any type of accidental fall could certainly explain one fracture. Typically, it'd be a cut or a bruise or something. But I guess technically, you could, in some fashion, fall, resulting in a fracture of a bone. That's very hard to believe, but it could happen. Two, there is no way to have two fractures. Bob Saget's official autopsy said there was multiple fractures on his skull, one or two in the front, one or two in the back. So he had multiple fractures. So multiple fractures to me is a homicide. That's a murder. It's not an accident. He didn't kill himself. If it wasn't accidental, and if it wasn't natural, and if it wasn't a suicide, Bob Saget's death can only be one thing, a homicide. That's it. And so that's what's fishy about that. For those of us who joined us late, we did show the actual one over the fact that the photos from the crime scene became available this week, showing that he had a padded headboard in his hotel room in Orlando. Room number 962 showed a padded headboard and a padded footboard. Remember, early on, the family and investigators and law enforcement were speculating that he slipped and hit his head on the corner of the bed frame. Well, we can now rule that out. So we're getting a lot of nonsense here from the press. Now the question is this, why would the press be lying? Why would law enforcement be lying? Why would the family be lying? We don't know. But the thing that sticks out is they filed not one, but two lawsuits, the family did, telling the judge to shut this case down and make nothing available to the public, nothing. Autopsy, reports, crime scene, nothing. They're shutting the whole thing down. Now, it's the first time I've ever heard of a situation like that where the family is actually suing to hide the truth, suing to hide any further exploration, any further investigation. I would think that the family would want the truth on Bob Saget's death. Obviously, they don't because they're going out of their way to suppress the truth. Now, Bill Barr, going back to this, Bill Barr said he lied. Biden lied to the American people about his son's emails. That's true. And this was a couple of years ago. Now, the Hunter Biden laptop is just coming now out now, resurfacing. For some reason, it's coming out. And I think it's the New York Times and other affiliations are saying, you know what, that laptop is true. It is correct. It does exist, and it's nasty. Well, back in 2020, shows like this were saying exactly that. Believe me, I've seen the videos. I've seen the images on that laptop. There are a certain amount of things that have been dumped onto the dark web that show exactly what's on that, including emails. And there's various things there about Hunter Biden's niece, things about, we've got the diary, we've got the photo, we've got the images, we've got the photos that just came out recently showing the dog, President Obama's dog on the bed during a sex act with Hunter Biden and two women. One looks like one of the Obama's daughters. And certainly could be, because on the very next photo shows her Visa credit card sitting there on the nightstand next to three lines of cocaine. Now, and believe me, that's not a photoshopped photo. So there's some explaining to do there nonetheless. Now this week, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Jen Psaki, all test positive for corona. Very interesting. Guess who else gets it? Klaus Schwab. Remember Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum founder? They say now he's got the triple COVID. I don't even know what that is, but he's behind this whole thing, so I'm not too interested. Talk about world order, new world order. I'd be investigating Klaus Schwab first off before anything. This is the German dude. Remember, the Third Reich did not go away after the World War II. It merely went underground and splintered and went all around the world, much of it into down in Argentina and Southern America, South America. And a lot of the Nazi scientists and big-time leaders all came into America with new jobs and new identities. The Third Reich is underground and is alive and well. Klaus Schwab is one of those people. These Nazis are running the world right now, and the general public don't even know it. And remember, the splinter off of the Nazis is the Muslim Brotherhood. That's why we've got all these Islamic issues going on. And the bad guys, Huma Abedin, things like this, where we see these the big four, the freshman people in the House of Representatives, Ilhan Omar, and all these other folks. You've got these people infiltrating our American government, and they all have the Muslim Brotherhood background, which is a splinter of the Arabian Nazis from back years ago. Project Veritas in the news. Now it came out that they actually were surveilled themselves. According to a sealed search warrant that came out, Project Veritas was under surveillance. When more of this information started coming out, you know, that's James O'Keefe's organization of true, what I call true journalism, reporting on the facts and going undercover to do so. They are very good. But now, of course, they're being surveilled themselves. And they're going after to take them down. The black hats, the bad guys, are trying to do anything they can to get Project Veritas out of the way. Hats off to Project Veritas. Very good information. If you're trying to look them up, the spelling is V-E-R-I-T-A-S, Veritas. Whitey Bulger's grandson made the news this week. Whitey Bulger, the mafia person on the East Coast there, the grandson of Whitey Bulger was killed in prison. Now, he's connected to Hunter Biden. I found that this hardly made any news this past week. Whitey Bulger's grandson. Now, if he's killed in prison and connected to Hunter Biden, I think that's very interesting, shocking deals. There's a Ukraine connection to that as well. And with Ukraine connected to everything else, this relates back to Burisma Holdings, Rosemount Seneca, Uranium One, these things go way, way back. Now, I don't know the connection with Whitey Bulger's grandson, but he was in prison for something, recently killed in prison. Now, we have more information on Mesa County in Colorado. Now, think Tina Peters here. She's the one trying to expose the corruption in the presidential election voting in 2020. They have now found 25,000 votes that cannot be validated. 25,000 votes in Mesa County alone that can't be validated. They also have election databases that were created on the server that shouldn't have been. So there's tinkering with the server. I remember just last week on our show, we confirmed that the state of Wisconsin did have Dominion Dominion voting voting machines connected to the internet. They were on, connected to the internet during the election. Something that all 50 states have said, no, there's no such thing. We can't be on the internet. We're never connected to the internet during an election. Well, Wisconsin's were, so we'll be hearing about them, I think, now too. Also in news, Putin announces that gas payments will only be made in the form of rubles going forward. Now, he made this statement March 23rd. What I think that's interesting here is more and more we see about this war. It's interesting. But forget what's going on the ground, in the air. It's behind the scenes with the Federal Reserve, the dollar, the gold standard. Look for those things. And right away we see him saying we're going to go to the Russian rubles. Could be. Saddam Hussein had tried that in the past also with relating to the petrodollar and whatnot. It didn't end too well for him either. But Putin it's very interesting how they're going. And typically these guys are right. So I would believe Putin's right on this too. He is pushing the envelope. Ivermectin news, March 23rd, announced it's soon to be sold over the counter in the state of New Hampshire. Ivermectin sold over the counter. Remember, this is a cheap way to fix symptoms and things relating to corona or the virus or a virus in general. Very inexpensive. Trump mentioned this, and he was basically crucified a couple of years ago when he mentioned that possibly taking this would be a great option to take ivermectin. Well, the left and the Dems and the deep state and the black hats and the official mainstream media all said it was a horse tranquilizer, a horse pills meant for animals and equine. Not the case. Never was the case. Ivermectin is very good to use. I don't think it's going to solve any of your problems, but it's going to reduce symptoms and help you feel better, much like HCQ, which is an anti-malaria drug. Also good. Also just fine. And any of these things you see Trump bringing up, it's Orange Man bad is all that you hear. So anyway, if you're in New Hampshire, it will be made available to you and be sold over the counter. Arizona, the Senate passed a House bill requiring proof of citizenship before voting. Now, this is very good. Once again, they're putting in place rules and regulations for going to the polls to vote. Proof of citizenship. Now, this is not an ID, not a photo ID, not a driver's license, but proof of citizenship. Well, I'm a big fan of that. I think that's excellent news. George Webb, one of the good guys, did an expose talking about the bio labs connecting Hunter Biden, connecting Kofor Black, being the guy behind the scenes running this. Hunter Biden may have funded a lot of these labs over there in the Ukraine. But what George Webb is saying, whether it's right or not, take it for what it's worth, Hunter Biden may have been fooled or tricked and maybe even unwittingly funding these things. But Kofor Black, the old CIA operative, bad guy. Kofor Black is involved with a lot of things. He may be behind all this and the funding coming from Hunter Biden, but it's Kofor Black running the show. Interesting. There was an arrest warrant for George Soros. Came out on March 25th. Now, I don't believe that made the news at all. George Soros, good friends with Hillary Clinton, arrest warrant. I'd like to follow that more. That was March 25th, if you want to look that up. Now, district attorney in Manhattan concludes that Trump investigation is over. They're no longer pursuing charges against Donald Trump. This came out March 25th. Once again, we knew this. We knew this already. There's nothing to find. They've overturned every rock they could. They looked at the tax returns, the criminal background, the criminal history. They can't even get the guy impeached through the Senate. They got him impeached through the House twice. But as far as criminal proceedings, they can't find anything. And while once again, here in Manhattan, they said there's nothing to look for. Now, if you go online and do a search and start following Twitter or use some of the online forums, start doing a search on some of this investigations, the left side, the Dems or the people completely asleep are going to say, you know what? Trump paid everybody off. That's what he's doing. He's paying everyone off because of the unlimited wealth he has. That's why no one can bring charges against him. That's what they're using as a defense. That's what they're using as a response. And as laughable as that is, remember, Trump did not take a dime penny for salary for the last 4 years being president. Is not going to be throwing around money in a format like that to bribe folks. That's what he's exposing, is the bribes. The exposing the bribes of the Hunter, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and the rest. Now, speaking of lawsuit, Trump's lawsuit went live. Now, the allegation now that he was spied upon, in fact, the Obama administration was spying, Hillary's listed in this lawsuit, not Bill, but Hillary Clinton. Glenn Beck did a very good interview, and President Trump goes after the connection between Bruce Ohr, the DOJ / the FBI, who came up with this. The Debbie Wasserman Schultz is listed in this lawsuit as well. I think she's connected. The only reason she would be in there is, I think, connected to the DNC, with the server being Seth Rich taking that USB drive and then being killed off by the murderers to grab that information, later being exposed to WikiLeaks, could contain her and her connection to the Awan brothers, A-W-A-N, the Awan brothers. So follow that lawsuit. It was not in mainstream news. I did see the Daily, the UK website had a big issue about that. You can download in PDF format the entire lawsuit itself. He's going after many of these companies, organizations, NGOs, and individuals are named in this lawsuit. Now, this past week, the White House had to make a correction to Biden making a statement about sending troops over there. He was giving a speech to the paratroopers in Poland and says, don't worry, U.S. support will be here soon in the form of soldiers. And the White House had to go back and walk back and say, you know, we're not sending soldiers over there. And then he said, Biden says that, you know, Putin's a bad guy. In fact, he's a butcher. And the White House had to make a statement saying that's not what he meant either. That's really going to harm diplomatic relationships by calling someone a butcher. I don't know if he's saying these things on purpose. It's a little too much to believe. But it's being so far over the top of these mistakes that Biden's doing on a daily basis. It's just too much. Now, spring training, Major League Baseball, third baseman, San Diego Padres, Manny Machado shows up to spring training with a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. You can look that up for yourself. March 25th, spring training, a t-shirt worn by Major League superstar Manny Machado. That is pretty good. And then we get the death of Taylor Hawkins, drummer for the Foo Fighters, this week in Bogota, Colombia. A lot of speculation if he was on cocaine, heroin, drugs. You know, it's a rock star dying in Colombia. So now it doesn't take a rocket science to figure this out. And keep in mind, Taylor Hawkins is 50 years old, is married, has three teens, kids, and is clean. These are not young 20-year-old rock stars. This is not a Sid Vicious and Nancy Spungen story here. The last time Taylor Hawkins overdosed was 2001. So 21 years ago was the last time he cleaned himself up. He performs with the Foo Fighters and two other side bands and does a lot of work, very, very active, and has to be in phenomenal shape to do the drumming that he does for that rock band. Now, the altitude in Bogota is 8,600 feet above sea level. So, think of Denver, 5280, mile high city, Denver, Colorado, 5,000 feet. That's a mile above sea level. Bogota, 8,600 feet. That's a mile and a half. Very high. Anyone that comes into Bogota with any kind of respiratory health, ailments, issues, heart, breathing, has a tough time because they're not acclimated to it. It's a very high city that's very far up there. Steep, in other words, as far as altitude. Did he have a heart condition that maybe helped him die there in the hotel room at that altitude? Possibly. Now, we do know that back in December, Foo Fighters made an announcement that they had a medical emergency on the way to Chicago, on the way to a trip to Abu Dhabi to perform in December of 2021. They had to stop in Chicago because of a medical condition. Someone in the band had to be hospitalized. So, they never said the name. I'm guessing that was Taylor Hawkins. and that was right around the time that he would have received his booster shot. Booster shot. They were all vaxxed. Dave Grohl heavily pushing the vaccine and the boosters. Taylor Hawkins' wife is a yoga instructor. They're very healthy. She's into holistic healing. They're kind of anti-vax for the most part. But to be in the band and travel to these countries on the visa, you do need to get vaccinated. So they all got it. And I think he had a bad experience with that booster shot in December, causing him to be hospitalized in the city of Chicago back in December. This was 3 months ago. Now they find him dead in high altitude city, a concoction of drugs in his system. Most of these were anxiety drugs, ADHD, things like that, not over the counter, not drugs per se, as far as partying drugs, but drugs in his system. He was on some medications. He did have some anxiety, suffered from ADHD and things like that. So he did have drugs in his system at the time. But I would suggest that to the people look into farther, if this was a myocarditis, myocarditis type of thing is an enlargement of the heart where it starts enlarging of the heart. And then it sometimes will kill you. We see all these superstars, healthy basketball players, soccer players, and sports figures that are ripe, young age, falling dead on the field or the court, basketball court, that is, after getting the shot or the jab, the booster shot. And they're connecting all these to possible cases of myocarditis. It shuts your heart, enlarging of the heart, possibly shuts it down. We also know there's many other effects of getting that jab is impacting your autoimmune system, disabling that, shutting that down, and whatnot. Recent doctor visit for a checkup. Taylor Hawkins' doctor says that he had a very healthy heart. The doctor said it was large. He said it looked like a runner's heart to him. Very large. Large heart. Now, maybe it got bigger and bigger down in Bogota, maybe after the vax, after the booster, it got enlarged. Maybe myocarditis was the case. I'm just speculating here. I don't know. But they said when they did the autopsy, his heart was twice, I repeat, twice the size of an average man's heart. Very, very large. I would certainly look into that, too, if you're a rock fan or not. Taylor Hawkins was a sober guy, clean, led a pretty light, clean lifestyle. So I would be speculative if you're hearing anything other than that. That's all I've got for news today. We'd like to also make sure that we get information about Truth Premium on our website. For only 99 cents per month, you will see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat 99 cents in support of the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. Check out all of our content and affairs at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Also, thank you to our recent premium signups, Dean, Sharla, and Diana. Once again, my name is Dan Hennon. Today is March 28th, 2022. Please click like, subscribe, and share this episode. Thanks for listening. I hope it's not too late.